It is Austin Packer Football Rewind, a feature here on myaustinminnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, a news and sports director here at AM 1480 KAUS, Austin and myaustinminnesota.com. And our special guest, as always, the head coach of the Austin Packer football team, Ed Schmidt. And Ed, first off, as always, thanks so much for your time. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And tough one last night at the Westcott Athletic Complex, as we were talking before we came on the air here. Mankato East came in ready to play, and it really seemed that that first play of the game, they hit a slant pass over the middle, and it was a 59-yard pass play, and they go from their 31 to our 12-yard line just like that, and that really seemed to be the again, hate to use the boxing analogy, but they threw a haymaker right after the opening bell, and unfortunately we were not able to recover. But that, unfortunately, that first play really seemed to set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, you know, after watching JM, I'm sure Mankato East was saying that, you know, hey, we can throw on these guys. So, you know, we just lack a little bit of experience back there, not doing a good job with following the quarterback's eyes. We're just kind of drifting in no man's land. And, you know, overall, we just got to get better with that. You know, big thing is we need to put some pressure on the quarterback, too. So it's not just the defensive backs problems. It's, you know, the whole defense right now with, you know, getting pressure, being in the right spot, not doing your own thing, making sure that you're doing what the coaches are asking you to do.
Yeah, and a strange game too, Ed, in the fact that the Packers actually, your squad winds up plus +3 in the giveaway takeaway ratio, but just not able to put any points on the board off of those turnovers, and just here again that just like unfortunately the defense, the offense just never really able to get in any kind of groove. A couple of good plays here, but then all of a sudden a sack or this or that there, and like I said, and credit Mankato East's defense, very aggressive last night, a lot of blitzing, and they never really let you guys get into that groove. So you have to give them some credit, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they did a good job with, you know, they'd be in a 4-3 at times, a 4-2 at times, and then sometimes they would have to run 3-4, if not a 3-5. So they switched things up. They, you know, confused some of our guys once in a while. They put a lot of pressure on. You know, I still put that on a lot of us, guys not going in the, you know, to the right side of pass protection. Running plays, you know, we're 8 weeks in. The whole offense should know exactly. I mean, pregame, I went over with the offensive line of, you know, making sure we know where we're going and what we're doing, and no matter if they were in a four-man front or a three-man front, and they said they had it down. However, film tells a different story of that, and that's something we'll get to today. We'll sit down, and we're going to go through the whole game, every play, and, you know, show the offense, and I'm sure Jess would do the same thing with the defense, you know, showing what we did. You know, there were a couple of good things, because some guys made some really nice blocks.
Yes.
Some guys ran some good routes. We did get rid of the ball a little quicker. I thought when Jack Lang got on there towards the end of the game that Jack, you know, played pretty well for a sophomore. Made a great read, so, you know, there were some guys that did a good job.
Yeah. And before we talk about what's or who the Packers will play or might play here next week, is one of your messages, Ed, just going to be, you know, hey, basically, hey, it's a brand new season, and you know, and you know, we can go as far as we want to. That, you know, basically, there's really not a lot of pressure on Austin or on the squad here to, you know, when we get into the playoffs. Is that going to be kind of one of the your messages or?
Yeah, you never know. You know, a team overlooking you. You know, there's teams that have not even prepped for us and looks at the next opponent and are prepping them. So, you know, we've got to come to play. No matter who we play or where we're at, you got to be ready to go. Knowing your assignments and watching their film and knowing what they're going to do against us. That's a, you know, a big component of section time.
That's for sure. And as we said, the section tournament, of course, starting next Tuesday. And boy, just a crazy time here, Ed. That Without too much speculation, right now the Packers scheduled to go back to John Drews Field and take on Rochester John Marshall, but John Marshall's game against Mankato West canceled last night, and as mentioned, kind of at the last minute almost, but and it was just should note that obviously COVID-19 doing this to many other sections and teams around the state, not just in Section 15A and others here in Southeast Minnesota. So a crazy time, but all we know right now is that you'll find out more as we're speaking Friday, but right now the Packers are set to play the John Marshall Rockets next Tuesday. Is that right? Or?
Well, that's one of the options. We won't find out until there's a Zoom meeting tomorrow morning at 11 that I'll be a part of with all the other coaches, and we'll find out what's going on. I don't know exactly why John Marshall or the game was canceled. I know it was on John Marshall's end. I don't know if it's COVID related. I don't want to jump to any assumptions there. So we could be playing Northfield. So we don't know how the whole thing's going to go right now. We'll find out tomorrow. Today we'll prep for both types of defenses. Like I said, watch that film from last night, because East kind of runs, similar to what JM and Northfield do against us. So we'll just get a head start on whoever we play. I've already shared the film, so we've got both teams broken down and ready to go for whoever we play.
All right. Well, Ed, thanks so much for your time, as always, here on Austin Packer Football Rewind on myaustinminnesota.com. As always, we really appreciate your time and looking forward to speaking to you next week, as it'll be next Tuesday, whoever the Packers might be playing. So we'll look forward to talking to you then for the Austin Packer pregame show. But until then, as mentioned, we'll just see what we see here, I guess. But until then, you guys have a great couple days of practice here, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for your time.
We're going to do it. Thank you very much. Go Packers.